Now, ladies and gentlemen, on listening on BBS, and even those of you that are not ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Winfrey simulcast conference call BBS internet broadcast. And thank you for being here. And I'm just starting our tape recorder, and you'll hear people checking in on the conference line for the next minute or so, and we'll start our broadcast officially in just shortly. And I hope you'll stay with us. We have very interesting topic that we're continuing tonight. And those of you that listen regularly know that on this call, we have conversations with sources in other dimensions who are able. I'm not going to say this till I start the tape recorder. Just a moment. Now, this is Monday, October 11th, and this is Winfrey with my host, associate, Terry Brown, and people checking in on our conference line. And who just came on? Would you like to say your name and your city? And you don't have to. There's another one. Would you like to say your name and your city?
This is Regina from Tulsa.
Hi, Regina.
Hi, Wynn. How are you tonight?
I'm starting to recognize your accent.
Good sign. Yeah, Regina.
And live on the air right now, and we have all the people that are listening to us on BBS. We have all the people that are going to listen to the replay line. And this is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Ann in Tahoe.
Ann in Lake Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
What a nice place
Hello.
To be. We can hear
I
you.
I know.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wayne. This is Edna.
Hi, Edna. Edna in Seattle, yes?
Yes, in Snohomish, close to Seattle.
Yes. Did you ever see that movie, Sleepless in Seattle? Was that called Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes, I had.
Isn't that with Tom Hanks? Was that Tom Hanks?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Good movie.
This is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city? Would you like to say your name and your city?
This is Jean, Dakota.
Jean is South Dakota. Hi, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great.
God, look at this. I picked up Heise's bad habits. Somebody said, how are you? And I actually answered them. Oh, my God. My guard was down.
Hey, at least it wasn't me asking how are you, Wynn.
Right.
Right?
I was getting corrupt. Giggle, giggle. Is DK on the line? No DK? No DK there. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, everybody's muted. And DK stands for Daphne. You know, Daphne was on our call on Sunday and she actually liked it. Not that she didn't dislike it in the past, but it's been a very interesting, and I've learned a lot about a lot of things by my connection with Daphne, because I hope she's not listening, because now I'm talking about her. For those of you who are listening on BBS, there are people in my life that have spontaneously and unexpectedly started speaking to me, and Daphne's one of them, and Terry is the other.
radio.com.
Okay. So I think we're on the air, and of course we can't hear our conference line because we have technical difficulties. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed when we do this work is that when the energy gets really high, things break down. Electrical circuits break down. Transmissions break down. You know, I used to read about this. Maybe some of you do this. You walk under lights and they go off as you walk underneath them. And some people, their computers keep breaking down. And so we have very high energy on this line and on this computer show. And you'll have to excuse us, but it's beyond. Luckily, we have options, and I'm on our Skype line right now. So we were going to continue our talk of last week, and we had the topic intention, transformation, and DNA activation, and a quick recapitulation of what we talked about was the connection between DNA and chakras, and that DNA has 12 strands, and according to my understanding about how all this works, the first, in most humans have two or three strands activated, and genetic scientists call the rest of the DNA junk DNA, and they don't know what its purpose is. Now, those of us who are studying these higher dimensions and have access to talking to intelligence in these dimensions have developed an understanding about how things work that can't really be validated by science. So it's something you'll have to consider for yourself, and maybe it makes sense to you. And it has to do with each strand of DNA, 12 strands or strings, Seth, are we on?
Yeah, I just happened to see a conference line.
Oh, good. Okay. Super. Now, you guys are going to have to be quiet, because is the conference line on right now? Can you hear me?
Yes, man.
Okay. So, are you a moderator, Hive?
Kind of, sort of.
Did you check in as a moderator?
I can't. I don't have the code.
Oh, it's, I don't want to say the code on live, because then we could. All right. Just, I want everybody to just keep their background. Push *6 to mute yourself. Okay? Because I'm going to leave the, I can't mute it because I'm not plugged into the conference line as a moderator. Thank you. So each strand of DNA could be looked at as an interdimensional antenna, and it connects to part of the greater hologram, or it could connect. It doesn't always, because it has to be activated to make the connection. And so the first 7 strands relate to the chakras, and the chakras are like receiving stations for the antenna to activate them. So in order to activate your little DNA antenna, you need to bring in energy from the chakra that corresponds to it. So the first 7 strands are the first 7 chakras, which then you have the power chakra, the 3rd strand, the heart chakra, the 4th strand, the throat chakra, the 5th strand, the 3rd eye, the 6th, and the crown chakra, the 7th. And
that when you are in the field of energy, of where any of those energies are activated, it starts to activate that particular strand as long as you let the energy in. You don't have to. Some people can be in a really high energy and a really great energy, and they're just not there. I've had this happen to me when I gave a talk. I'm talking, and I'm looking around the room, and everyone in the room is really kind of spaced out. I can see the connection. And one person will be sitting there with his arms folded. And so he might be thinking, I don't trust this, or he may not be able to respond for whatever reason, but nonetheless, he's not taking the energy in. Now, the thing about this is, the first time you take energy in, you feel really great and exalted, but you've only started to activate that strand of DNA. It takes repetition over and over again, so that after a period of time, that strand of DNA will stay open. And then it becomes, instead of just a receiver, it kind of becomes a retransmitter. And that's when you start walking around in your life and people say, what happened to you? I feel different around you, because you're now an antenna generating new frequencies that you didn't before that strand of DNA was activated. So the first seven strands are the first seven chakras, and the next five strands relate to they started to say this last week, energies above your head, out of your body. And truly, in theory, there's no limit to how large your hologram can get, in theory. In theory, because if you have all 12 strands activated, you might be as big as the universe. And the thing about it is, you don't really, for people that are into accomplishment and say, I have to succeed, I want to get my 12th strand of DNA activated, you really have to be prepared for that, because you have to hold the energy of that space. And if your other strands, your lower strands, like your second and third chakra, your sex and your power, are not activated, and your heart's not activated, and you suddenly open up to all the energies of the universe, it will blow you away. It's too much. And, that's one of the things that would happen to Daphne, because in my opinion, in my way of looking at it, she may be on the line listening, so she had opened up really, really high, and it triggered that, and she couldn't ground it in the physical. And so it would cause her to get negatively attacked. It would cause her to get spaced out and lose connection to the earth plane. So we have this background noise going on. Let me see if I can get back in and mute everybody. So we talked about intention, transformation, and DNA. So I'm starting with the DNA, and then we go back to transformation. Obviously, if you want to transform, part of transformation is changing, activating DNA. And part of activating DNA is understanding how the system works. I think I'm on now. That was me. And I think now.
You did.
Okay, now we've muted everybody. Good. So, You need to create the intention to be in the circumstances to activate your DNA. And as your DNA gets activated, your chakras open.
When you're far away in life.
I'm sounding far away?
Yes.
Is that better now? That's better. Okay. I muted the line that's on, so that's better. Okay, thank you. So the intention is. Pardon me? Am I clear right now? Okay. Let me do one more thing here. Okay, I hope that'll be okay. Thank you all for your patience tonight. You need the intention, then you need to be in the environment of the expanded energy, and then you need to do it long enough till the DNA will hold. And this is why you need faith, because when you start out, you don't even know what it feels like to have those strands activated. You don't know what it feels like. So somebody tells you this, and you need to endure long enough so that the transformation will occur. And one way to be in an expanded field, and this is what a lot of people do, is in love, in a really loving relationship. Your DNA opens up. It opens up at least to the fourth chakra, because you can't be truly in love unless your fourth chakra is open. So two people teach each other in their intimate exchange how to open up their hearts and open up that chakra. And, you know, there was an interesting thing in a channeling in the past month. And I think it was with Daphne. Daphne and I have done things over the phone. And there's things that surprise me sometimes, like offhand remarks that they say. And one of the things was that humans were initially bred, and that's a whole other conversation, that we were bred by high beings millions of years ago.
Hi,
Hero. Oh. You hear me, but you know what?
I'm on BBS.
Yeah.
But maybe the conference line does.
Unmuted.
Can you guys hear me on the conference line?
Can now.
Yes.
But you couldn't before? No.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to leave this open. I hope it doesn't screw things up. Okay? You can hear me now?
No.
Because I'm using two phones.
Muted.
No.
No.
Can you hear me now?
No.
You can hear me now?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
But now we got a delay coming in on the air.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Now. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Yes.
Muted.
Can you hear me now?
No.
But there's a delay. Can you hear the delay, Terry? Terry, do you hear me?
But I've heard the delay all along.
Okay. Well, let's try and see how we work. I know What they did is they at BES turned on the conference call, but they didn't patch our voices into the conference call. So if I don't have this line open, then it doesn't work very well. And if I do have it open, there's an echo. So I'm just going to try to work around the echo. Talk slowly, so you hear me twice. But that's what happens. Somebody's hearing me twice. So we'll just make pretend that's part of what's supposed to happen.
On BBS, so you're twice on BBS, right?
I'm not sure. I can't tell.
I can hear you twice on here.
Right.
I'm on BBS only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an echo? I think BBS has an echo.
Now, listen, can you hear me now? My God. Okay, now.
I hear you,
Can you hear me now? You can hear me now? No, you can't, right? Okay, so I have to leave this open. We're not patching. They're not patching my voice into this. Okay, do any of you guys have a computer that's on and can play me back on BBS? That way it will work. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Okay.
Muted.
Okay, just a moment. This is worth waiting for.
Unmuted.
Everybody's unmuted. Does anyone have the ability to play back? The BBS over the conference line.
Oh, man, I'm getting a crazy echo of you.
You have an echo, so apparently...
Listen, Seth.
Yeah.
Seth. What you're not doing is you've got to, like, play me back over the conference line. Otherwise, when I cut off my conference line, it stops the echo, but the people can't hear me on the conference line.
Okay.
So can you do that? If you do that, we'll be really in good shape. In other words, play BBS on the conference line.
Okay, I just killed the conference line.
You just killed it?
Right.
Okay, well, then maybe it'll work now. Okay, Seth has killed the conference line, and now we don't have an echo.
Right.
So, good. So let's go on then, and... all right.
Can anybody hear us on the conference line?
Well, they can hear me. Yeah, they can hear me. The problem is when, let me not explain it technically. If I talk into here, they can hear me. But when the BBS is on the conference line, the both calls are at different speeds. So it's like two voices coming in. Never mind. We're okay now. I think we have a workable situation. So when you want to create intention, we want to create intention that we can deal with. And sometimes people don't do that. They say, I'm going to be as high as I can go. Now, I had an interesting interchange with somebody who's one of our regulars about ambition, spiritual ambition. I want to go as high as you can go. Well, in a sense, there's a compromise between care and going as high as you can go. In other words, there's certain people that you have energetic connection with that if you let go of the energetic connection with that person over many lifetimes, the chances are they would really fall low. That it's because of the energetic connection with you that there's a unique interaction that your care causes you to keep coming back into this realm to help them. Now, in a certain sense, that may be true for certain aspects of the Ra group, that it's their care that keeps them in a certain state of connection to us, which if they let go of it, we would be stranded, probably really in bad shape as humankind. Now, the Elohim doesn't seem to have that because they don't have the connections into this realm. They come in and they go back. But they also don't have the ability, in the same way the Ra group does, to work really closely. So we want to get as high as we can get. And, of course, you can still make choices to be in this realm, no matter where. That's when you become, I guess, what they call an avatar, avatar DNA. And maybe somebody like Jesus had that, that could hold the space in this realm for very high energies coming through his physical body and cause the catalyzation and the evolution of those people around him to open up their DNA strands and lift their vibration and hold it. I think this is how it works. So your intention has to match what's possible. To find out what's possible for you, you need to access wisdom. And you need to be neutral. Ambition is good, but ambition is not the same as intention. So this is a complex subject, because one of the things that happens is when you activate higher strands of DNA, you start operating off-planet. And then you start creating synchronicities. Now, you don't even know you're doing it because it's far beyond your willpower. But I'm sure some of you have had those experiences. You think of somebody and the phone rings. You think of a song and they play it on the radio. You wanted a job and then suddenly somebody calls you. You wanted a boyfriend and somebody calls you. It's like you start to put out like a broadcast station into other realms and you bring things in. And this is one of the things that is happening for the people that come into these calls a lot. They learn how to do that, or they start doing it and they see how it works. It's not linear, though, so you can't learn it like a technique. But when we bring in the higher frequencies on the call, when we do that, and you access them, automatically you start operating in the creation of increased synchronicities. Okay, now, I'm going to, this is 44, we have about 15 minutes, and I'm going to bring in the light, and I'm going to bring in our sources, and we're going to talk to them. Last week, if you go back in the archives of BBS, our In Spirit channel, we have the call last week about the first seven chakras, and then we started to go into this, and we went too long, and we lost probably about a minute of the channeling. But this is an immense topic, and once we get into it, I myself will have many, many questions, and I'm going to do what I call in the light, or just consciously acknowledge the higher frequencies. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and each person listening on BBS and each person that's listening on the replay. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of our planet, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we ask to create a group energy to meet each other where we are one, while maintaining the individual sovereignty of our souls. And we invite those sources to join with us that are positive, service to others, operating in the Christed light, honoring the law of one, create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And what we are doing is we are actually creating a universe field, I think. I can't say it because I can't see it, but just from the experience, certainly an expanded field. And many of you can feel that energy when it comes in. I'll just stop for just a few seconds. Look at the energy in your space. Sometimes people talk about the quantum field. That's exactly what we're moving into. We are moving into the quantum field where we are close to each other and close to our sources. We are experiencing the oneness. And now we're going to have a communication, and I call them our sources, but they are us. They are us in the higher dimensions, and we are them in the lower dimensions. And let them introduce themselves.
Greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an. And we are pleased to be with you today in October 2010, channeling from Sedona, Arizona. We take a minute and connect with each and every person on the line. And each and every person who will listen to the call, or each and every person who will read a transcript. We are honored to be with you tonight. Do you have questions?
Well, we are continuing our talk from last week on understanding DNA activation and holographic expansion into the greater universe with our energy fields. And we talked about the first seven strands of DNA being the first seven chakras activated. And the next five had to do with greater expansion into the field. And the question I asked about that got cut off last week because of time constraints. So if I ask it again, could you explain the nature of the 8th through 12th chakras, not chakras, DNA strands, and how that works?
The DNA is, you might say, strong in a vibrating pattern of motion. This motion is balanced. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. But I think I have to bring my phone in. I can't hear. Yes. Okay. Just a moment. All right. Just a moment. I know what's going on. I better bring this phone so the people, you're coming in on BBS, but not on the conference call. So while you're talking, I'm just going to hold this.
We greet you in the love light of the one Infinite Creator. This is October 11th, 2010, and we are focused through Terry and Wynn in Sedona, Arizona. We are pleased to be with you and honored to be with you. And Wynn has just asked a question concerning the 8 through 12 strands of DNA, which are considered your DNA. If one is to consider the whole pattern of the individual with the body system in the Earth sphere, there are a series of rotations that the individual is experiencing and is negotiating and is helping bring his body and his reality into manifest reality in the third density. The chakra systems are rotating at a certain speed and a certain degree of openness. They can be condensed or they can be opened as the individual reaches more into one's environment. The chakra systems are a focusing mechanism for energy, and the DNA corkscrew is also a focusing mechanism for energy. They work together. The individual, as they are, their chakras become more open in the increased blossoming of energy in the Earth system at this time, then move into a larger sphere, and over the head there are converging energies, and below the feet there are converging energies in the area of the ground and underneath the foundation chakra there is convergence of energies. These can become more activated the more the seven chakras are activated. The individual also has chakras within their hands and in their feet and underneath their arm, in their armpit. There is a phenomenon going on with some of the Chinese children that are born at this time who are able to read a newspaper using the under the arm chakra. The more open an individual becomes with the activation of the subchakras in the hands and the feet and the armpits and the chakras above the head and below the foundation chakra, the more the DNA can unfurl and resonate, and more strands of the DNA can then resonate, bringing abilities in that the individuals previously with the crunched up DNA and the crunched up chakras were not able to bring in. As one is able to connect with their surroundings and is able to interface with others, then they allow themselves to have a more open heart and to interface better and to interface with the environment better and to have abilities that they did not allow themselves to previously have.
phone.
If we are going to ask, what is the actual, if we could understand, what is the meaning of, like we know the seventh DNA relates to the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, the sixth relates to the third eye. Is there a word that a human could identify with what the eighth DNA strand opens up to, and the ninth, and the tenth, and the 11th, and the 12th? Do many humans have those open at this time? Thank you.
No. Many humans do not have them open at this time. However, they are becoming more open, and they are a series of chakras over the head, 1 foot up on the crown chakra, and then further up from the one above the crown chakra. There are a series of chakras above the head, which then help to refocus the DNA and to unfurl it and to begin to get it resonating. The chakras do work together.
But can we understand, actually, is there a word to describe what the 12th chakra relates to?
The 12th chakra is the opening of all of the chakras and them working and vibrating in unison, so that the individual then can further connect with its her surroundings. The 12th chakra would be an envelope surrounding the individual over its her head and down underneath the foundation chakra, enveloping the individual and resonating in harmonics with his surroundings.
Thank you. You know, right now we have a couple minutes left, and I thought we would take a moment. We're talking, you know, what we talk about, we bring the energy in of. And so we're now talking about all these chakras. Could we take a moment and have you work with everyone on the line to help open them up wherever they need to? Is that an appropriate thing to ask?
First of all, it is a free will thing. When an individual wishes to participate or does not wish to participate, so the free will is never violated. If there are individuals that would wish to participate in this, then they may participate in it, and we send a weak signal, as we do not wish to shock the system, but merely to begin to resonate with it, so that the individual progresses at their own rate and their own speed, and are not forced into a conformance of chakras that they are not ready to receive.
Thank you. Okay, so we have about 1 minute. We'll take this minute for those of you that are open to asking, for the highest good of all concerned, that we just reach into the most openness possible to these higher energies through our system. to our body system. Okay, you're hearing that we got off the air. Now we're back on, so we'll say goodbye to everyone that's listening to us on BBS. If you want to follow up on this work, please join Message a Day, messageaday.net. We do 3 conference calls a week. Wednesday, people submit questions. You're welcome to submit your questions to questions@messageaday.net. And we pick the questions of the most interest to the most people, the most relevant. And when you join Message a Day, you'll get notices of all our conference calls. Thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see some of you Wednesday and some of you Sunday, and we wish you good night.